So you want to play well no matter what the circumstances are. So of course I want to play well the last three games just to have a good taste in my mouth and going into the offseason, like you said, and try to put three wins together to also have a good taste in my mouth going to the offseason.
Well, last year around this time, this team extended Cindric Marks before he hit the market. Are you disappointed that there haven't been any conversations and something like that happened with you?
No. I understand the circumstances. But like I said, I'm not really focused on that. That will happen when it happens. You know what I mean? That's out of my control. So right now I'm just focused on, I don't sound like I'm repeating myself, but just playing well the last three games and getting ready for Baltimore.
How much of a burden was trying to help these rookie receivers along?
A burden?
Yeah, in terms of, there's a lot of extra work that you had to put in type of thing. You know what I mean? Your challenge is probably a better word.
It wasn't nothing at all. That's what I feel like older guys should do. To help the younger guys. That's not like a burden or even a challenge. That's just something that I feel like should come natural to an older guy that been around a little bit. It's my fourth year in the league, so it's my second year in offense, so just helping the younger guys, that should be something that just happens, you know what I mean? So it wasn't a challenge or a burden at all.
And you're not surprised to see Marquise doing what he's doing?
Nah, I told you, he's going to be a very good player. It is a matter of time, a matter of him. It takes... Some guys like A.J. Green get it right away. Other guys takes time for them guys to get it. So, but just what you've seen the last couple of games is a glimpse, I think, of what you'll get from Marquise in the future.